Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're running a bit of a simulation, a war game, if you will.
I like the sound of that. Who are the combatants?
Well, it's a battle against obscurity.
Yeah.
We're taking a scenario that I think, you know, it keeps every creator, every developer, and honestly, every business owner awake at night.
Okay.
You have a product that is objectively great, high
yeah.
quality, super useful, but you're stuck in what economists call a saturated market.
Which, let's be real, is every market on the internet right now. I mean,
yeah.
the barrier to entry has dropped to basically zero, which means the noise level has just, it's gone to 11.
Exactly. So to solve this, we're going to mash up two very different pieces of source material and try to build a survival strategy.
All right, I'm in.
First up, on one side of the ring, we have Boxicons. If you're in web design or development, you probably know them. It's this massive open source library of high quality web icons.
And looking at their data, massive is definitely the right word. We aren't talking about like a few dozen clip art files.
Mm.
They have over 1,600 distinct icons, but then you account for all the variations, solid, regular logos, and the export formats like SVG, PNG, WebP. It's a huge database. It covers everything from standard e-commerce and gaming icons to these niche categories like maps and shapes.
It's a utility powerhouse. I mean, they've got a new React package, a Figma plugin. It's built for pros. But here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's a static utility. It just sits there waiting for someone to search for arrow icon. It's totally passive.
Which is such a dangerous strategy. In a noisy world, passive usually just means invisible.
Uh-huh.
You can have the best arrow icon in the world, but if nobody knows it exists,
mm-hmm.
it just doesn't matter.
Right. So to make them visible, we are bringing in our second source, Auto Content API. Now the marketing material here, it describes this thing as an industrial engine for content creation.
And that word industrial is doing a lot of heavy lifting there. This is not a chatbot helper. This isn't you asking an AI to, you know, please write me a blog post and waiting 10 seconds.
Right.
This is infrastructure. It's designed to decouple the act of creating content from the constraints of human time. It even markets itself as a notebook LM API alternative for enterprise,
yeah.
Which implies, you know, deep synthesis, but at a scale a human team just cannot touch.
So here's our mission for today. We're going to play matchmaker. We're going to take Boxicons, this utility-focused static site, and we're going to apply the hyperscalability of the Auto Content API to build a hypothetical dominance strategy.
I love this.
How does Boxicons take over search results and social feeds without hiring a marketing team the size of a small army?
This is a great experiment because it moves us away from all the abstract theory. We can actually look at the API endpoints in the documentation and map them directly to Boxicon's specific business problems. We can see exactly how the gears fit together.
Okay, let's get into it. Strategy section one, the video opportunity. And I have to play devil's advocate right away here.
Go for it.
Boxicon sells icons, tiny vector images. How on earth do you make that interesting on TikTok or YouTube Shorts? Static images are like the total antithesis of viral video.
Right. You're 100% right. If you just post a static image of a shopping cart icon on TikTok, the algorithm will bury you. It's boring.
Yeah.
But the auto content source material, it highlights a specific endpoint. Video create shorts.
Oh, okay.
This is designed to let you do what they call faceless channels.
Faceless channels. That sounds a little ominous. Can you unpack that for the non-YouTubers listening?
Sure. It's actually a huge part of the creator economy. These are channels without a human host on camera. They rely on visuals, voiceovers, and really fast editing to get information across. The API automates this entire production chain.
The whole thing.
The whole thing. It takes a script or even just a topic, and it generates a 9.16 vertical video complete with an AI avatar, synchronized lip syncing, and auto-generated subtitles.
Okay, but does it look human? Because we've all seen those early AI videos that look like they're straight out of the Uncanny Valley.
The tech has moved incredibly fast. The source emphasizes radical efficiency and high-quality avatars. But let's apply this to Boxicons to see why it matters. They have a category called e-commerce.
Right. Shopping carts, credit cards, dollar signs, all that stuff.
So instead of just posting the icon, Boxicons feeds the API a prompt like the psychology of checkout icons.
Ooh, interesting.
The API then generates a 60-second vertical video where a generated avatar walks the viewer through why a shopping bag icon might convert better than a cart icon in fashion apps, all while showcasing the Boxicons assets in the background.
So you're pivoting from here is a product to here is knowledge about the product.
Precisely. You're wrapping the boring utility in a layer of interesting narrative. But the real insight here isn't the creative idea. It's the economics. This is the part that blows my mind.
The source mentioned something about cost per credit.
This is the key takeaway for this section. If you hire a human editor to make a high-quality caption short, you're paying anywhere from, what, $50 to $300 per video?
Easily. Yeah, if you want motion graphics and good captions, it's expensive.
The Auto Content API source lists the cost for one of these shorts at roughly 400 credits. On their business plan, that translates to about 4 euros.
Wait, 4 euros versus $300?
That's a 99% cost reduction. And that just changes the fundamental physics of your marketing strategy.
How so?
When content costs you 300 bucks, you make one video and you pray it goes viral. You stress over every single frame. When it costs 4 euros, you don't pray. You spam, but, you know, intelligently.
You just test everything.
Exactly. Boxicons could use the API to spin up shorts for their animals and nature category, yeah, their gaming category, their shapes category, all in the same afternoon. They can just throw 50 videos at the wall and see what sticks.
So maybe gaming icons goes viral on TikTok because indie devs are watching, but shapes totally flops.
Right. And they wouldn't know that if they only had the budget for one video a month.
Yeah.
The source calls this moving from publishing weekly to publishing hourly. It allows a utility company to act like a media company. You stop guessing what the audience wants and you just give them everything to see what they bite on.
Okay, I want to pivot to the second part of the strategy, which hits a really specific pain point for tech companies. I noticed in the Boxicon source, they just launched a new React package.
Right, the NPM I at Boxicon's React.
And they have that Figma plugin. These are technical tools for technical people. But here's the thing about developers, and I say this with love, we are lazy.
Or efficient.
Okay, efficient. Nobody likes reading dry documentation if they don't have to. We want the answer now. But making video tutorials for every single feature is a total nightmare.
It's the classic bottleneck. Documentation is easy to write, but hard to read. Video is easy to watch, but hard to make. Auto Content API positions itself here as a transformation engine.
Transformation engine? What's that?
It's not just about generating new ideas from thin air. It's about transforming existing assets.
Yeah.
The workflow here is incredibly powerful for a company like Boxicons. They already have the documentation pages,
okay,
URLs with text explaining how to use the React package or customize the Figma plugin.
So they just feed those URLs into the API?
Yep. The API scrapes the documentation, it understands the technical steps, and then it produces what they call explainer videos. These are like 60 to 90 second horizontal videos. It basically creates a how to install Boxicons in React video without a human ever opening screen capture software.
And then Boxicons can just embed that right on the landing page.
Exactly. And this isn't just for user experience. This is a massive SEO play.
Mm.
We have to talk about dwell time.
That's a Google ranking factor, right? How long someone stays on your site?
It's one of the biggest ones. If a user clicks your link, scans the text for 5 seconds and leaves, Google thinks your page is trash. But if they click play on a video and stay for 90 seconds.
Google loves that.
Google thinks your page is gold. The source data claims embedding a video makes a page 53 times more likely to rank on page one.
53 times? That's wild.
It's a moat. If a developer searches easy icon integration for React, and Boxicons has a page with a video that keeps people watching, they're going to beat the competitor who just has a wall of text.
Hmm.
It's just a better user experience, and Google rewards that.
And because it's an API, I guess maintenance is trivial. If they update the documentation to include Vue or Svelte, they just rerun the API.
Exactly. No need to call the video editor back in or set up the microphone again. It ensures the video and the text are always in sync. That's so rare in software.
Let's shift gears to audio. You mentioned earlier that Auto Content markets itself as the Notebook LM API alternative.
Right.
And we've all seen those Notebook LM audio overviews where two AI hosts chat about a PDF. Honestly, they're pretty impressive. I listen to them.
They are great. But the source points out a key gap. Notebook LM is a consumer tool. It's manual. You have to drag and drop the files yourself. It's a cool demo, but you can't build a business workflow on it.
So Auto Content is the API version.
It's designed for enterprise automation.
So how does Boxicons, a library of pixels, use a podcast API? Do they start a show about lines and circles? That sounds terrible.
Oh, why not? I mean, think about the audience. Designers and developers are obsessed with trends. The source suggests creating something like a Design and Dev Weekly podcast.
Okay, walk me through that workflow. How does that happen without a host?
Well, Boxicons could set up the API to monitor web design trends on Reddit, Hacker News, or even their own update logs. Let's say glassmorphism is trending, or everyone is mad about a new dark mode update in iOS.
The API ingests that text.
It ingests it, and then it synthesizes it using what the source calls advanced voice synthesis, powered by Gemini or OpenAI. And crucially, it supports multi-speaker dialogue.
So it can create a back-and-forth conversation, kind of like us.
Exactly. It can generate a host and an expert discussing the pros and cons of using Solid versus regular icons in mobile apps or reviewing the new Boxicons release.
That turns a boring changelog into a commute-friendly show.
Bingeable is the word the source uses. And this taps into a concept called mental availability.
Break that down for us.
Most marketing tries to get you to buy something right now, but a developer might not need icons today. Mental availability is about making sure that when they do need icons in 3 months, Boxicons is the first name that pops into their head.
So you do that by being in their ears while they drive to work.
Giving them value without asking for a sale. It's branding through utility. And it's automatic.
Yeah.
Boxicons doesn't need to hire a producer, a host, or an editor. The API just runs a script every Friday, scan the logs, scan the news, generate the episode.
All right, let's get into the weeds a bit. I want to talk about programmatic SEO, or PSEO. The outline mentions this as a way to dominate the long tail.
Mm-hmm.
Boxicons has thousands of icons. A golf ball, a joystick, a server rack. How do you capture traffic for every single one?
This is where the strategy gets really aggressive. Usually, if you search for golf ball icon, what do you find?
A page with the image, maybe a download button, and that's it. Some related keywords.
Google calls that thin content. There's no text, no context, just a picture. And Google hates thin content. It doesn't rank well because it doesn't answer a user's query in any depth.
But you can't hire a human writer to write a 1,000-word essay about a golf ball icon. It's just not worth the money. There's no ROI there.
Exactly. And that is the arbitrage opportunity. AutoContent API solves the thin content problem with what they call multimedia injection.
Walk me through the golf ball icon page in this new world.
Okay. So Boxicon sets up a template. For the golf ball page, they hit the Deep Research API. It generates a unique 500-word guide on best UI practices for sports icons. It even cites real design principles.
Okay, so now we have rich text on the page. That's a big step up.
Then the audio API adds a mini podcast, maybe just 2 minutes long, discussing the psychology of iconography in sports apps. You know, why do we use a ball versus a club?
Okay, so now we have audio.
And finally, the video API generates a vertical short showing the golf ball, course, and club icons in action, maybe animating them or showing them in a mock app interface.
And all of this is generated automatically for that one specific page.
Yes, for the golf ball page, for the shopping cart page, for the user profile page, for every single icon. Suddenly, Boxicons has thousands of pages that are rich multimedia experiences. They aren't just image placeholders anymore. They're resource hubs.
And the cost.
Cents per page.
That's the key. Manually, this is impossible. You'd need an army. But with the API, it's just a loop in the code. For each icon and library, run the multimedia generator.
It lets them target those niche keywords that competitors just ignore. A competitor thinks it's not worth the effort to write a blog post about a joystick icon.
Mm-hmm.
But if the machine writes it for 3 cents,
then it absolutely is worth it. It captures that traffic.
And once you capture the traffic on the long tail, those thousands of tiny searches, it all adds up to a massive amount of volume. It's basically the Amazon strategy, but applied to content.
That is incredibly powerful. Now, I want to zoom out. We've talked a lot about content, but not reach in terms of geography.
Right.
Boxicons is a global tool. Design is universal. A save icon is a save icon in Tokyo or in New York.
But the search terms aren't. A developer in Spain is searching for Iconas Web. A developer in China is searching for something else entirely.
And the auto content source mentions language support.
It supports over 50 languages. This is the global expansion play. Boxicons is currently optimized for English speakers. With the API, they can instantly translate and resynthesize their audio and video into Spanish, Hindi, Chinese, you name it.
Wait, resynthesize? You mean the audio isn't just dubbed badly like an old kung fu movie?
No, and that's a crucial distinction. The API generates native-sounding audio in those languages, so that Design and Dev Weekly podcast we talked about, it can be released in Spanish and English at the same time.
That multiplies their total addressable market overnight.
It does. And again, without hiring a local team in Madrid or Beijing, it's just an API parameter. Languages. You're essentially cloning your marketing team into 50 different countries instantly.
That brings us to our final strategy section, social listening and newsjacking. This sounds a bit aggressive, but I think it's necessary in the current algorithmic environment. How does it work?
It's all about speed. The internet moves in these waves of outrage and excitement. The Auto Content API integrates with ex-formerly Twitter and Reddit feeds. It monitors sentiment and trends.
So it's listening to what designers are complaining about.
Exactly. Let's say dark mode design starts trending on Twitter. Maybe a major app just released a bad dark mode update, the contrast is awful, and everyone is talking about it.
Okay, so the API sees this topic spiking.
The API detects the sentiment and the keyword. It can then trigger a workflow using a tool like make.com, which the source mentions as a key integration.
And what does that workflow do?
It connects the trend directly to the product. It generates a video short specifically showcasing Boxicon's solid and rounded icons that look particularly good in dark mode. It writes a script relevant to the current conversation, generates the video, and can even draft the tweet to post it.
And this happens. How fast?
Minutes, not days. If you have a human team, by the time they see the trend, have a Slack meeting about it, write a script, get approval, and edit the video, the trend is over. It's next week.
Speed is the killer feature here.
The API allows Boxicons to ride the wave of viral design trends while they are still crashing. It's reactive marketing at a scale that humans just can't physically match.
It creates this constant feedback loop. You listen, you create, you publish, and you do it 24/7.
And you do it without burning out your team. The machine doesn't get tired.
So let's wrap this up. We started with a static icon library. Great product, but passive. Through this deep dive, we've basically built a strategy where Boxicons becomes a multimedia broadcaster.
We've moved them from a static library to a dynamic media engine.
Yeah.
They're using Auto Content to turn their assets, the React package, the 50,000 icons, into thousands of videos, podcasts, and SEO-rich pages.
And the underlying theme here really seems to be economics.
It is entirely economic. We are shifting from a linear cost curve where to get more content you have to hire more people to a logarithmic one. The costs just flatten out, but the volume explodes.
It's the difference between artisanal crafting and industrial manufacturing, but for media.
Exactly. And in a world of content saturation, volume provided its high quality, which the source insists this is. Volume is the only way to break through the noise. You can't outspend the giants, but you might be able to outgenerate them.
So, I want to leave our listeners with a final thought, something to mull over. We use Boxicons as an example today, but this applies to almost any business with data or assets. If a utility site like Boxicons can become a multimedia broadcaster using only an API generating podcasts, videos, and guides while they sleep, what happens to the competitors who are still waiting for a human creative team to approve a single blog post?
That is the question. The speed of execution is about to become the primary differentiator. If you're still waiting for approval, you are already behind.
A sobering thought for the slow movers out there. That's it for this deep dive. We will catch you in the next one.